Yes, I'm Stephen Brigham, and I'm the Director of Capital Planning for University Medical Center here in Tucson.
So you're sort of organizing this whole event?
Well, I've taken on a coordination role to help coordinate what we're doing here with the Giffords office and also at the Safeway site. Part of my job here is to do planning for the hospital. We don't normally deal with situations like this where we have a memorial showing up at our front lawn. So I very early on just got involved in it and helped to connect with the Giffords office and also with the Safeway site to make sure we're doing things together, because this is a unique experience for not only them but for the entire community.
What kind of things were you doing together with them?
Well, what we were doing together was there's been obviously national interest in what we're doing at all three sites. A lot of TV coverage and just general interest, not only from the media but also from the community. And so we're trying to understand what the community expectations were, because these, you know, we had a situation where we had a Safeway store with a large memorial growing around its front door. Here we are at University Medical Center with the front lawn essentially a traffic island that we have to protect and make sure it's accessible. So there are a lot of day-to-day logistical things that we were talking about, as well as trying to understand when it was that we could transition these sites, start to take down some of the memorials, and then how would we do that. The more time we spent with these sites, the more precious they became, the more contributions that came in terms of personal messages and so forth. So we knew that we had to be respectful and understand what other communities have done with their memorials that have grown up from their tragedies, like at Columbine or at Oklahoma City. So we're learning from this, never experienced it before, and so we wanted to make sure that we were coordinated in terms of how we manage this.
Did the number of tributes start to taper off towards the end? Or?
Well, they didn't really taper off until this week when we had some weather changes. And we were trying to encourage people not to bring more mementos and tributes to each site, because particularly at the Giffords office and the Safeway store, there just wasn't a lot of room for more and more tributes. And we were really trying to encourage people to do other things rather than spend money on flowers, to spend money on votive candles and things like that. So we're trying to encourage people to volunteer, to donate to their favorite charity. And as the Giffords office said, just simply be kind. So trying to discourage more and more costs, personal costs coming to these sites.
I saw that sign out there encouraging donations. How long has that been up there?
We put that up earlier this week because we had to take some of the paper tributes down to protect them from the rain. And so we didn't want anybody to bring more things out. Somewhat from a selfish standpoint, we have filled an entire hospital wing here with paper that's now drying. It's hard for us to manage that on a day-to-day basis. So we're really trying not to get more and more of that.
Tell me a little bit about what's been going on today. What time did you get started? What's involved in the planning?
Today was a bittersweet morning. At 8 o'clock, we had a little ceremony here with our chaplain, Joe Fitzgerald, from the hospital. A little blessing that we felt that we needed to do something to acknowledge the pain and suffering of our victims and also to celebrate the inspiration that came to this front lawn. So we had a little ceremony this morning. And then we had a lot of UMC hospital volunteers as well as community volunteers coming to help pack. We're also working with University of Arizona's Special Collections Archivist, who helped us manage how to archive each element, each memento, how to box them, record the inventory sheets. And so we did this with some professional guidance. So this has been going on all morning. We also have Michael Stigler here, a volunteer violinist who has been here almost every night playing for people that show up. So he has been giving us a musical tribute that's continuing as we speak right now.
How many boxes have you got here and what?
People have asked me, you know, how big the lawn is and how many mementos are here and how many boxes. It's hard to say. I think the lawn is probably around 6,000 square feet and it was covered. with paths and shrines and mementos. I'm going to guess we have about 60 boxes here of various shapes and thousands of mementos, candles, and everything else. So we're going to store them here at a safe storage facility here at the hospital, and have them for reference for whatever community committee comes together to decide on a permanent memorial.
Is there any progress with any decision-making on permanent memorial?
There is some progress. We've been meeting with the mayor's office and the Pima County Administrator's office to talk about where we go from here, because this is the new chapter. And it's actually two new chapters. One is to make sure that the victims and the donations that are coming in for victims are handled in an appropriate way, so the county attorney's office is involved in that. And then we're looking to the mayor's office and Pima County's leadership to help guide a community process for soliciting more recommendations and suggestions. We're also working with the Tucson Pima Arts Council, because we're anticipating some kind of a public art component to this. So we're working with them to provide some structure to solicit community recommendations, and then to start working towards a permanent memorial if that's what the community would like to do.
Is there anything that that you've seen here that's been particularly touching or that really stuck out in your mind?
There are so many little pieces of paper and cards that at one point you look at them and you think that, you know, is it just refuse? And then you turn it over and realize that some child has written a personal message to one of the victims. And each of those have just touched me in a profound way. On Monday, when it was raining and we were picking up things to try to safeguard them, I picked up one piece of paper and there was a baseball addressed to Christina Green. And she was an avid baseball player, and her family was very involved in baseball. So to see that wet baseball addressed to Christina really took my breath away. I guess everybody asks, what is the new chapter? What happens after this site is closed? Will the hospital develop a memorial here? And again, I think the hospital is very interested in participating, but we prefer that the hospital not be the focus of a memorial. We treat many, many patients during the course of the year, and our first priority is to care for those patients. So we would like to be part of a community process that deals with the next chapter of healing, which could be a permanent memorial. So we're looking forward to that, and we'd like to be part of that.